I think it's appropriate to go from universe, energy, tree, creator, Elvis, to lightning, because all of those aspects are involved with lightning, including Wanda Jackson. Any comments at this point on lightning, Ion?
Yes, it's yet another energy force. It falls under the statute of what you would might find of a static discharge or a static balancing, which comes in the form of a lightning bolt. And most folks think you have cloud-to-cloud lightning, but the actual lightning that you see doesn't come from the sky down, it comes from the earth up, of that releasing of that static electricity in from the ground up. It doesn't come from the clouds down. It comes from the earth up. And that also creates an unusual phenomenon. It's called ozone.
Continue.
Do you remember the ozone is what the hair hoppers were destroying the ozone layer regarding their CSC production in their hairspray?
Yes, and what's
and
that?
Now that, why is that not in the topic today? Is it completely gone so we don't have to worry about it anymore?
Well, if we get into that perspective, then what is it in human consciousness or individuals that move the topic somewhere else other than the cliche awareness that news needs to be new? And
well, but the same thing with the ozone is about this parallel to your global warming now.
Yes.
Well, global warming's going to burn you all up. Well, you're going to deplete the ozone, and the gamma wet bursts are going to come fry you anyway. So it's just another freshest wind blowing that increases the universe. Those things increase the universe because the creators get hold of it and start focusing their undivided attention regarding it, and the universe is indeed expanded again. But the question is, if that's the biggest, hottest thing ever, why aren't they still talking about the ozone? And they're talking about greenhouse effect and green buildings and green this. Well, that becomes a passing fad about like communism.
You were saying that the subject of ozone and now global warming is a great source of creation.
Sure, because people now focus their undivided attention regarding it, and that's the essence, the building blocks of 3-2-1 creation. And it's interesting, though, however, that nobody talks about ozone anymore. Remember, it was over.
Yep.
It was over. It was, the hole was there. It was done. It's done. It's over. And yet, now that's not the topic of conversation any longer. And yet they didn't say once and forever, the ozone is sealed, all is well, it's okay, it repaired itself, that's not a problem anymore, we've solved it, we've come to think. No, they just ceased talking about it. So now it's no longer a problem.
Well,
creation 101.
Right. It sounds like creation comes out of humans' sense of boredom. They want a new...
Oh, maybe, but maybe not. Not, we don't like that word boredom. It's a good word. It's as good as many words. But it's not from boredom. It's from the mixing it up of contrast, you see. You see, it's a McCarthyism.
Right. Boredom is a McCarthyism.
Yeah. Sorry, Carolyn. I almost got him off in another way, but we're trying to stay together. We're just so used to bouncing, it's unusual to be so focused.
So is the interplay between the event horizon and the black hole an example of contrast leading to creation?
Well, we would say yes if someone knew enough about coming back from the black hole to give contrast regarding it.
Mm.
It just becomes, it becomes Coldplay. It becomes one of those theories. It's one of those impossible dreams until it gets realized, and then it's normal.
What is
then its next logical step?
What is inadequate in the meaning that people pick up from the symbol of the yin yang? I detect an inadequacy in that dialectic.
Well,
if I think of the event horizon, the black hole, as a yin yang process.
You don't, because it's not. You've got a yin without a yang.
Oh, they're the same side. They're on the same.
Well, you've got the yin, but you don't have the yang respect. The yang perspective.
What is the yang perspective in relation?
Coming back from the black hole and saying it's a utopia, wonderful place. You can't believe how wonderful it is there.
Is that what would happen, or are you saying that would need to happen?
Well, you couldn't have a yin-yang representation until you went there and came back from it.
Mm.
You see, that would be like having in sexual connotation of a yin and a yang, right?
Yeah.
The fitting together, and you had only men or only women, you'd have yang and no yin. So that's what's wrong with paralleling that to the event horizon. Everyone has an erection and no one has a vagina.
Well, what's...
Unless you have yang-yang, but then that's a whole... Then that's one of those abominations before God that you all talk about. So what you going to do, see?
If Ion had no say in the matter, it would be okay if it was all yang-yang?
We wouldn't care. As long as it's love, pure, positive source, energy, love, and that was how it was expressed, no one would notice. And babies would be born.
So the yang, yin, ying process or symbol is a truism for how nature and the forces of creation work?
Well, yes, from a super basic limited understanding, yes.
Limited.
Very limited. Yin and yang means it has to be a utopian balance. And if it's not, then the yin and yang is out of balance, then everything stops until it becomes balanced again. So then it becomes an excuse for disconnection. Otherwise, how would you notice?
Right, so you miss the degrees of separation.
There wouldn't be any contrast, and then there wouldn't be any reason to create. You'd be non-physical.